What are the chemicals in question that are tainting the water?
The first is a chemical with the acronym PFOS. The pronunciation is perfluorooctane sulfonate. And the second is PFOA, also known as perfluorooctanoic acid.
Are they known carcinogens?
The research behind the health effects is still very new and still very much in question, which is kind of adding to the problem. But there have been some studies in recent years that showed there were links to a number of health effects, including cancer.
What are the industrial uses of these perfluorinated compounds, and more specifically, what was the Navy using them for?
Well, they've been around since the 1940s, 1950s, and have been used for a number of things over the years. I'm sure people might be familiar with concerns over Teflon pans. So PFOA was the chemical commonly found in Teflon pans, and it's been used for other things, generally waterproofing and other commercial uses such as that. The Navy had been using them, and other branches of the military as well, in aqueous firefighting foams.
When were they most recently used?
Actually, they are still in use. It's an ongoing effort to decrease their use. In the 2000s, the major manufacturers using PFOA and PFOS kind of agreed to phase their use out. A lot of consumer products now are PFOA and PFOS free, but you still have items that have been left over. And in terms of the Navy, these foams were stockpiled and to some extent are still being used, but it seems to be the case that the Navy and other military branches are working to limit their use and find an alternative.
Do they persist in the ground and the water for a long time?
Yes, absolutely. They do persist for a very a long time. These chemicals use a carbon fluorine bond, which is, as has been explained to me, one of the strongest bonds in nature.
When did residents in these affected areas first notice either color or taste, or more importantly, illnesses associated with the drinking water?
Well, they wouldn't notice anything with color or taste. It doesn't produce either of those that I'm aware of. The public notice of these chemicals came, most of it, in the summer of 2014, which is around the same time when a trio of water authorities in the area shut down some of their wells that had been contaminated with PFOS above a EPA, an Environmental Protection Agency, provisional health advisor. The bases in this area, there's a trio of bases as well. They've been dealing with ongoing contamination over time. Two of them are Superfund sites. That was from the early 1990s. And so I think over time there have been residents who have been concerned with sort of anecdotal stories about their neighbors and themselves coming down with strange illnesses in a prevalence that was concerning to them.
But if that public knowledge was not furnished by the Navy, what are the nature of the concerns about what the Navy knew and when?
The Navy, according to its own documentation, knew of some level of contamination at the Naval Air Warfare Center in Warminster as early as 2011, and by 2012, with expanded sampling, knew that there were pretty high levels there above what the EPA's provisional health advisory was. And so the fact that the news about it didn't come out until 2014, it wasn't made widely known until 2014, means there was at least a year, if not two, or maybe even a little more of exposure, and according to the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, they came in and took a look and concluded that because there was an exposure of greater than just 1 year, that there was a past public health hazard at the site.
In the course of your work, have Navy representatives substantiated the potential lag in reporting?
They have not. They answered some previous questions for us, but when we sent questions specific to what could have caused these delays and why notification wasn't made sooner, they have said they will get back to us, but we have not yet received a response.
Do residents in these neighborhoods still drink and use tap water?
What the water authorities say now is that the water is safe to drink because the contaminated wells have been removed from the water system. However, there are still existing wells being used that do have levels of these chemicals, but below a provisional health advisory set by the EPA in 2009. Possibly more concerning are the private well owners in the area. So the Navy has provided those individuals with bottled water as their homes are being hooked up into public water, but at at this point, I believe certainly the case in Willow Grove and possibly still in Warminster as well, there are residents who are consuming bottled water every day provided by the military.
Kyle, has there been any groundswell to, say, pressure lawmakers to look into this?
We ran the story on Sunday, February 28th, and a few days later, two state representatives, Bernie O'Neill and Todd Stevens, wrote a letter to the Navy asking them to fund a health study to come into the area and take a look at residents and see if there can be any, if there's any patterns that develop. The next day, a trio of congressmen up here, Mike Fitzpatrick, Patrick Meehan, and Brendan Boyle, also authored a letter to the Navy asking a lot of the hard questions about when they knew about this contamination and what they did about it.
And to date, has the Navy responded to those requests?
No, not that we've seen. The Navy has not responded. We asked to be kept apprised of their response, and they stated it as policy not to comment in correspondence between members of Congress and the Navy.
Kyle, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Kyle Bagenstos is environmental reporter for the Bucks County Courier-Times.